the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. Boys, we're rookie mocking. It's rookie mock season. How are we feeling today?
It's the best season. Love mock season.
The best time of year. It's like Christmas. It's
it really is except, like Christmas.
Except your presence is knowledge that you get for just $5 a month.
Leveled up, man. Knowledge is power, folks. And it's knowledge season. You got to get in the know if you're not in the know already. It is draft season. Get ahead of your league mates with in-depth and consistently updated rookie rankings, supporting Dynasty and Debbie rankings, the 2024 rookie guide, and access to the Rookie Big Board Discord, where you can get personalized trade advice, draft advice, roster construction advice. We'll be in there talking about the NFL draft, talking about rookie drafts, talking about all of it. Patreon.com/rookiebigboard for as little as $5 a month. Knowledge is power. Ryan told you. You got to get in there, get educated.
And knowing's half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle. What's the other half of the battle?
You have to know. You have to be in the know to know.
All right. Fair enough.
If you join the Rookie Big Board Discord, we'll tell you.
Yeah. $5 to get in. Then you give us another $100 and we tell you what the other half is, right? No?
You have to be in the Discord for at least a year.
All right, fair.
We need commitment.
All right, well, we got our first 2024 rookie mock draft of the offseason on deck today. We're going to do a two-round mock, super flex, 24 picks, all the hot names coming at you. Ryan is going to kick this thing off with the 101. We're going to see if he goes chalk or has something crazy up his sleeve. So, Ryan, get us started here with the 101.
Yeah, I am super chalky on this. I'm taking Caleb. I know it's not fun. I could go Daniels because of the rushing upside. But we're at the point of the season where we're over draft season. We're overthinking things. I don't care that he didn't do anything in combine. We've seen him produce behind a just pish-posh of an offensive line where they weren't even touching each other and just letting people go, running through his life, throwing to nothing. He's going to go in there with DJ Moore in Chicago. They still have many. Like he's going into a somewhat established team. He'll have a big tight end, decent running backs. There's a lot to like there and a pretty solid line. I like it for someone to go in there for the first overall pick. And what we've seen with his rushing upside, him being able to throw on the run, he's the complete package. Don't overthink it.
Okay. I already filled my guy for the 102 in. Nothing crazy, but it's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. And I think, do you think they're the first two guys drafted in most drafts?
In Superflex,
or do you think May goes ahead of Marv more often?
I think Daniel goes ahead of both of them in Superflex.
Okay, interesting. I'm taking Marvin Harrison Jr. at 102 every
single
time.
And I'm not upset about it. I'm not upset with it.
Because yeah. I think there's an argument to be made, honestly.
Like, for 101.
Yeah. I would not be mad at anybody for saying, no. You know what, I'm just going to take Marv 101. I'm just going to take Marvin Harrison Jr., who maybe the best football player in the draft at a premier position and should immediately be a top-end wide receiver in the NFL.
He is safe. He has the ceiling of wide receiver one, the wide receiver one, not wide receiver one in this draft class, like the fantasy wide receiver one. He has that upside. And what's his floor? Wide receiver 15? Yeah, like he's right. That good right out of the back. He's already going to be a top five dynasty wide receiver.
Yeah.
So the day he steps on football field.
I always understand quarterback getting, propped up in super flex, but I have no problem taking Marvin Harrison Jr. with a top two pick in this draft. Eric, you're up with the 103.
I want to preface this by saying this is such a cop-out answer. Whoever goes to Washington should be this pick. Like, Washington, as much as I love my Patriots, Washington has Terry McLaurin already built in with Jahan Dotson, a decent run game. Like, they have the weapons to make it workable in year one. The guy who goes to New England, you might be waiting a little bit until they come up to speed. I know there's a lot of smoke about Jaden being the guy to go to Washington. Me personally, I still Drake for me, so I'll take Drake May here. If he steps into that Washington offense, as long as the offensive line doesn't get him killed, hopefully they follow suit with the picks afterwards to rebuild the O-line. As long as the O-line's good enough, he should be pretty good in year one. I think he's pretty NFL ready.
Yeah. I mean, what's there to dislike about him in that situation?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, I'm just sticking with quarterbacks because, you know what? And I was debating Jaden Daniels at the 101 anyways. And you know why? Because of that rushing upside. If we look at fantasy football in general right now, rushing quarterbacks and quarterbacks upside get you into the top 12 finish. His rushing ability is as electric as anybody in the league. He is a guy who can rush for 700 plus yards, and that locks you into a top 10 position at there. So if he can stay healthy, which is a big if because he's not great at protecting himself, is a little bit slight, but man, he's on the field. He's absolutely electric, and he's going to just put up a ton of fantasy points. I don't know if he'll be the best quarterback in the class. I don't think he's going to be the best quarterback, but he might be the best fantasy production.
The floor will just be so high.
Yeah.
Like you said, if he's out there and healthy, and you know, it's been said a billion times by now, but it's just kind of a cheat code to a safer floor. And still with crazy ceiling, if the rest of it all works out the way you want it to.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. The top quarterbacks, top fantasy quarterbacks, number one, 524 rushing yards. Number two, 605. Number four, 821. It's just, it gets you there.
Yeah, no complaints from me. I think if you want Jaden Daniels on your team, you're going to have to spend, like, any of, like, the previous hope, you know, months ago or weeks ago, whatever, of not having to spend a top, you know, 4 or 5 pick on Jaden Daniels, I think is gone. Those days are over here.
Gone, dude. Yeah. If that Heisman came out, there's no hiding that anymore.
Yep. All right, well, hey, I think we're going to have a theme in this draft where there's going to be a lot of wide receivers, so I'm going to take another one off the board here, and Malik Nabers is my pick with the 105. Malik Nabers, in almost any other draft class, is a slam dunk runaway, like the wide receiver one of his class, 9 times out of 10. It's just that in this 10th time, he comes into the NFL with Marvin Harrison Jr. Malik Nabers is a certified stud. He's incredible. He really is. He's got the juice after the catch. He's an incredible separator, great hands. I think Malik Nabers is going to score a lot of touchdowns and put up a lot of receiving yards at the NFL level. Curious to see where he ends up, but Malik Nabers is my pick at 105. And Eric, that goes to you at 106.
Top 5 is pretty chalk, right? Just while we're saying all the hair. I think it's these 5 players in any order you have, no matter what draft you're in.
Yeah, 6 becomes the first, like, what happens here?
I don't think so
either. I hope you.
I think it's 107. Okay. Not even 107. I think it's 108. I think 106 and 107, I'd be surprised if it's not the 2 players. I'm going to get this out of the way and take one of them. Which one do I want, though?
I know who you're taking.
I gotta stay on brand here. I've been the Rome guy. I'm gonna stay the Rome guy.
Okay.
I'm taking Rome. If Rome ends up in Chicago, man, with Caleb, oh my goodness, I'll be a very happy camper. But that doesn't even matter. I don't care where Rome goes, man. Rome's a dog. Don't overthink Rome Odunze. just do not do that. Just say thank you. I will take Rome Odunze at 106. Very well.
Ryan. Imagine that happens. They take him in Caleb Williams, the 101. You got Rome, DJ Moore, Powell, and Komet. That is a nice core.
Roshan Johnson, baby.
Roshan Johnson. That's a great core for a young quarterback. Yes, holy cow.
Ryan, before you pick, did you think Eric would take Odunze?
No, I thought Eric's was going to take what I'm about to take.
Okay, so who are you about to take?
Because I thought he was going to, when he said, especially when he said stay on brand.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because this is a tight end podcast.
Yeah, that's where he had me, too.
All right.
He had me with the stay on brand thing, too.
Yeah, the stay on brand, but dude, he's definitely taking Brock Bowers wrong. Yeah, Brock Bowers is as good of a tight end prospect as we've seen. He can stay on the field because he can block, which super boring, but keeps you on the field. He can stretch the middle of the field. He runs after the catch. he's kept good tight ends off the field at Georgia when in previous years. He's an absolute stud. There's no real questions when it comes to NFL production with him. It's not, oh, he's just a good athlete. No, he's the full package of the position. He's an immediate impact, and I think he's immediately a top seven tight end in Dynasty. Might take him higher. I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, those seven, I'd be hard-pressed to see anybody enter that seven.
There's no one I'm thinking over any of those seven.
Yeah, no. That's how it would go for me.
Landing spots be damned. I'm still don't think.
Yeah, those seven are landing spot proof. I do not care.
I agree. I think after those seven is where it starts to get a little bit more.
Gets interesting.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued to see who you take here.
It gets interesting. Again, I'm going to continue drafting wide receivers.
Good.
And
as you should right now.
I'm going to take Troy Franklin.
Oh, you son of a... No, that's the right thing.
Yeah, who I still believe is going to be an incredible deep threat at the next level. Yeah, a good get vertical, win deep player who could score a lot of touchdowns. Is kind of the right fit second half of round one for me. Like I like having to spend this pick on him. Chances are you probably got an okay team. You're picking, you know, second half of the round. Troy Franklin's a guy, like, maybe it doesn't happen week one, you know, maybe he comes on late or comes on like halfway through the season, kind of like Rashee Rice did this year, where then going into year two, you're like, okay, Franklin is really going to put it all together. But I think he's still going to have a good rookie season. Troy Franklin's the guy for me at 108. Kind of the first of that next tier at wide receiver.
Yep. Franklin at 108 is great. Franklin any later than 108 is money.
Yeah.
Don't overthink that one. This is where you know what? It doesn't get interesting for me. I'm going to stay on course here. A.D. Mitchell.
Yes.
I'm going to take a victory lap because I did not think he would do what he did at the combine. I'm on brand as the guy who doesn't care about what happens at the combine, but A.D. Mitchell was my wide receiver five before the combine. I feel good about A.D. Mitchell being my wide receiver five after the combine. Did not know he would run that fast. Did not know he had that in him. Kid's good, man. Kid is good. Kid is tall. Kid is large.
He was moving.
That was, like I said, probably was the surprise of the combine for me, other than Michael Penix's medicals apparently coming back clean. That's also surprising.
Yeah.
A.D. Mitchell, really, really good player. Hope he gets the first round capital. Excited to see where he lands. I wouldn't call him landing spot proof. I want to see where he goes, but I approve of A.D. Mitchell. I know Anthony's an A.D. Mitchell guy. Ryan, are you an A.D. Mitchell guy?
I like A.D. Mitchell.
This is an A.D. Mitchell pod.
A.D. Mitchell pod. You love to see it. Yeah, it was great to see him run that fast.
Love that.
Yeah.
Favorite thing that happened.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Moving.
Yes.
Them Texas boys were just flying in general.
Yeah.
Built a little different over there.
Just flying in Texas.
Ryan, that puts you up with the 110.
I know how Eric said that combine be damned. I'm sticking with combine be damned. Keon Coleman, I don't care that he just was still running on his 40. I know it was slow. But he also, when he did the gauntlet, he stayed at 20 miles per hour, which was the fastest of any player in the combine, which means he has functional athletic strength. Playing at Florida State, he ran through defenders. He was able to make big plays and separate downfield. They use him on punt returns, which means there's some sort of athleticism. He has a huge vertical at that size at 6'3". He's a good football player, and 40 isn't everything, especially that size-strength combination. I like what I saw. Yes, there's some concentration drop issues, but that's something that can be cleaned up. I don't care about his 40 time. Dude's a stud.
No complaints here. Yes, I do still like Keon Coleman. I don't think the athletic testing is indicative, or the 40 is indicative of who he really is as a player.
How smooth was that gauntlet? Yep. There's only one man who might have had a smoother gauntlet. It wasn't at that speed, though.
Yeah,
I don't know. Troy Franklin's was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was referring to one Ladd McConkey, just smooth as butter out there. But we'll get to him.
We're gonna talk about him
real soon,
sooner than later. I gotta do a thing that, like, it's not gonna feel great. All right, I'm not super happy about it, but I feel like if we let this get too far past, you know, it's just it could hang out there.
Go ahead.
It could hang out there.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, that's not where I thought this was going. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I'm
going
to take J.J. McCarthy. I do think he'll go round one. I'll take a round one quarterback in the back half of the first round of a super flex draft. He's at least going to get opportunity. So I'll take a shot on him. I think they're, you know, hopefully he lands in a good spot where it doesn't get kind of, I'd love him to be able to sit a little bit, but I don't know that that's necessarily going to happen. But if it does, I'd feel real good about taking him the back half of round one. And Eric, you're up at 112.
So we're going to talk about him. Let's talk about him. Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, I wanted to do it.
Get into the fire. Right, we'll love to see it.
First round, Ladd McConkey, baby. Ladd is just good at everything.
Preach.
I've yet to find something where I'm like, you know, Ladd can use a little work here. I don't see it. Just a completely polished guy coming into the NFL here. He is going to be a quarterback's best friend, is what he is going to be. Again, I know I'm going to be saying this for every single pick that I make for the rest of the mock. I want to see where he lands, but I have a pretty good feeling about Ladd McConkey in most places. So, Ladd McConkey, 112, first round Ladd. For all Lads.
He gets open. It's all that matters.
Open.
Constantly open.
Constantly
7-Eleven, always open.
Absolutely. Shout out Chris Hogan.
Dude, they're calling him Mr. 24/7 for now on.
Love it. All right, so that gives us a first round of Caleb Williams kicking things off 101, Marvin Harrison Jr. 102, Drake May 103, Jaden Daniels 104, Malik Nabers 105, Romo Dunze 106, Brock Bowers 107, Troy Franklin 108, A.D. Mitchell 109, Keon Coleman 110, J.J. McCarthy 111, and Ladd McConkey 112. So that gives us what we get, four quarterbacks in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Four quarterbacks in round one. How many receivers? We get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 receivers.
And one tight end.
No running backs. One tight end. On brand.
On brand.
On brand. We get the tight end in there. All right, Ryan, you're up with the 201. Where are we headed?
Since we haven't taken any running backs yet.
All right.
No, don't start it now.
We take no running backs through the first 24. Since we
have Mark and go, baby. It's running down the road.
How often is it you see three positions go in a first round of a draft and one of those three positions is not running back?
Yeah.
Crazy. And at the 201, we're going to break that tradition, and we're going to stay with Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver from LSU.
Dude, he had us in the first half.
I know. He's such a size speed freak. He produced. I mean, dude, a 4.33 at 6.3 is absurd. Like, he has a huge deep ball threat. He can jump. He wins at the catch point. He can run past you. I know we were talking about before the show, we all have some issues with him. Like, is it part of the system? And is it just his life is much easier because he's at LSU across the neighbors? But, dude, he still has that ability to stretch the field. And that upside's worth betting on, especially at this point when, you know, you're starting to get a little bit more chances to be taken. And he's going to have high draft capital, which also is going to boost him up there. He's probably going to be in the first rounder most rookie mocks.
Well, you know, I'm not going to take a running back. Not with all these wide receivers still left. You know, I have to take Xavier Worthy. I have to take Xavier Worthy. And I think if presented with the opportunity to take Xavier Worthy in the early second round of your rookie mock drafts, you should be happy to do so. You should be happy to draft a guy with 4.21 speed who had almost 1,000 yards as a freshman, went over 1,000 yards this past season in 2023 for Texas. I don't care that he's 165 pounds. The guy's got juice. And we've seen it already on display, so I know maybe a little slight framed or undersized, but I think you roll the dice on 4.21 speed at the 202. Any chance you get?
In the worst case scenario, He's a new fan favorite of the pod, like a plastic bag.
Yeah, exactly. We keep the Wandell soundbite rolling. All right, Eric, that puts you up at 203.
I didn't want to be the guy to take the first running back.
Ah, right. Yeah.
I didn't want to be the guy to take the first running back.
You're not going to do it.
So I'm not going to be the guy to take the first running back. I'm going to take Xavier Legette. I'm going to be the guy that falls on the sword here. This was like the last wide receiver where I'm like, all right, we got to get this guy in at least, and then we could start thinking about running back for me.
Look, when you have a chance to go Xavier,
you got to do it.
How do you not?
You got to do it. Dude, X-Man, baby. X. It's an elite name. Xavier Legette did well at the combine. I'd say he aced the test. Ran well. I feel like that was the biggest thing with him. Yeah, he came in shorter. That's not going to sit well with me, but I don't really care because on film he plays like he's 6'4", so that's all that matters. We've talked about Xavier Legette ad nauseum. I'd argue we probably talked about Legette more than any other wide receiver up until this point. Rooting for him. I'm rooting for him because everyone loves to point to the late breakout, and I get it. I understand. It's probably a low probability. If he's wrong, then I don't want to be right. That's just how I'm going to describe it. I'm on the train.
I think it's about right. I think he's going to go somewhere in this. I guess it really just depends from like back half of round one on how people stack the receivers.
I actually don't think he's going to go round one. I still think he'll probably go high round two.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see where he goes.
Yeah.
Legette is one of the guys out of all these guys. Like, I feel like Brian Thomas Jr. would need another person to be with. I feel like Worthy will be another person or need another person to be with. McConkie, Coleman, Mitchell, Franklin. Legette is one of those guys that's built like a alpha, where I could see him being the guy. I could see him going to an offense and being the target. So he's definitely the most boomer bust candidate. Like, there's no doubt about that. He is 100% the most boomer bust candidate in this draft.
I think that's fair.
I'm okay with it, though. I want them. I was really upset you took them. I thought you were going to take a running back and give them to me. Sorry. Let me do it. I'm taking Jonathan Brooks.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I know he's come off the ACL. We didn't see testing, whatever. But it's just an ACL in the NFL today. And guys are coming back pretty quick from it. And if he doesn't get to start right away, it's not a big deal. It's a second round pick. He's absolutely electric. I have some issues with him going down at contact sometimes. But today's NFL, guys who can move like him with the way these zone rushing offenses are, and you get him with a running quarterback and zone reads, dude, he can light it up with those big running lanes. I like the idea of him there. And taking somebody coming off the injury in the second round I'm probably not going to have to start them right away anyways. I feel good about it, man. Either my team's good and I don't need him right now, or my team's bad and he can chill anyways. Like, I like the idea of him here, and I can take that chance with a very clear conscience. And it could really pay off.
If it wasn't for the injury, he might be my RB1.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with the injury, he's my RB3. But still, I love him. He's from Jonathan Brooks.
All right, I'm going to take my RB1. I'm going to take Braylon Allen at 205.
You guys are just stealing my style now.
Yeah, you know, Ryan started a running back run, a run on running backs. Yeah, it's just not the most fun running back class, and it kind of puts like an even dimmer light on it because the wide receiver class is so fun that there's just so many wide receivers that are super fun to talk about.
This could be gold in second and third rounds of drafts.
Yeah,
like,
it could be.
In a fantasy perspective, getting running backs you could start this late.
Yeah, because some of them will hit. Like, it's
some of they're gonna, there's gonna,
somebody's gonna hit,
probably two or three.
Yeah, Braylon Allen, I still like the size that he offers. He's a powerful runner. I think he could do enough, in terms of being a receiver that like he could get a real volume role in the right spot. Like we've said about a couple guys, it'll be landing spot dependent. Like, if he ended up someplace with, it's like with the Chargers, maybe. if they opt to, you know, move on from Eckler or whatever kind of cap gymnastics they still got to work their way through, I think he's somebody that Harbaugh would let, you know, run the ball almost as much as he could. He'll be a little landing spot dependent. It's not the most exciting pick, but I think if he can find the volume role, he's a guy that you probably feel good about, you know, finishing as a top 24 guy. So I'll take Braylon Allen there at 205. And Eric, you're back up at 206.
So Ryan, is Brooks your RB1?
My RB1 is very fluid at the moment. Like, let's be honest.
Define RB1.
Define RB1. It's super fluid. When we talk about landing spots mattering, landing spots, everything for this running back class for me.
That's true.
This is the most fluid this position's ever been for my rankings. I do, like, my film grade, put it this way. I have 54, 55, 55 and a half, 56, 55 and a half, 54 for, like, my top guys. They're all, like, right together, smushed there.
All right. And Braylon Allen is Anthony's RB1. Okay.
Yeah. I don't have true RB1.
I'm going to take my RB1. Ray Davis. All day Ray, baby. Yes, I watched him today. Not enough buzz about Ray Davis, clearly, because I up until today, when I watched him, I didn't hear anyone say anything about Ray Davis. Ray Davis is a dog. Does everything well. He can catch. That's great for fantasy. Pass pro, you know, runs through contact. Did really well in the SEC. I don't know what it is about Kentucky running backs, man. I think they got me in a stranglehold. But, Ryan, this is the guy I'm trying to manifest to the Ravens. If the Ravens can take Ray Davis, and then you profit. It's as simple as that. Just take Ray Davis, and you got a guy that can literally just come in. You can give him J.K. Dobbins' number. You could even put Dobbins on the back of his jersey, and you wouldn't even notice the difference. You just make it Ray Davis instead of J.K. Dobbins, and boom. You have the next guy. Unfortunately, if I'm sending him to the Ravens, there's like an 85% chance he gets hurt. So maybe that's not the best spot. But that's my vision. That is my vision. I am trying to manifest Ray Davis to the Ravens. But even with that said, I don't even really care where he goes, to be honest. He's good. That running back is good. There are 32 teams that can use Ray Davis. So that is my RB1. I will get to my RB2 in a second.
I love that you're off the beaten path with your RB1 that I haven't seen anywhere. So I mess with that. Beautiful to say. I'm up. Yeah.
Yep. You're up. 207.
Matt Hicks, if you're listening to the podcast right now, which I know you listen to, turn this off for next
week. Just skip. Johnny Wilson. Here we go.
Right team, wrong name. Trey Benson. Dude, I like Trey Benson when I thought he was going to be a 4-5, 4-6 guy. Like, he runs hard. He does get mixed up behind the line sometimes, but he's a pretty decisive runner. Just sometimes he missed that hole. But he made big plays, and it didn't seem like he was flying. But that man can move for being a 217-pound running back. I love the speed with him and that size. I like that he's a physical runner. I like him as a pass catcher out of the backfield. He was solid on the short passing game. He's able to turn upfield and run after the catch. I think he has what it takes to stay on the field as a position. And big backs who can run can produce in the NFL. So I'll take that chance.
Big Trey Benson guy.
Big Trey Benson guy. Matt, hopefully you've skipped enough.
He'll learn. It's fine.
He'll be wrong. It's fine. You can mark it down. He should listen. You should rewind and listen to it twice.
There you go.
We're an interesting.
The RB runs real.
Yeah. I think I'm getting back on the wide receivers. I think I'm going to take Roman Wilson here from Michigan. I think Roman Wilson to me is a player that I don't think we've seen the best of yet. Runs that real nice 40 time, 4.39, put the speed on display. He's a good route runner. I think he could really be like a reliable option for whichever quarterback he ends up with. Kind of reminds me, not that they're the same player, but kind of reminds me of how I felt about Jaden Reed last year. Like, just get this guy in a spot where he can be like a real target and use him consistently, and he will be good. That's how I feel about Roman Wilson. I think he could do a little bit of everything and has enough juice to win deep pretty regularly. I mean, that speed was impressive. So Roman Wilson, 208 for me. Eric puts you back up at 209.
There's no way I'm not taking him in this draft. I'm taking Bucky Irving.
All right. I was going to say, we're going to have to pull your card if you don't.
Yeah, I get it. 4.55 is not great. I don't care. I do not care. I just do not care. Bucky Irving is the most elusive back in this class. He is really good receiving wise. I don't even care where he goes in the draft. Draft capital be damned. I am going down with the ship if Bucky Irving is not good. I just view that guy as an ankle taker. That is what he does. He takes ankles from people. The first guy is never going to tackle Bucky Irving. So if I can get Bucky Irving at 209, so be it. Cash money.
Okay, I like it. Ryan, what do you got for 210?
This whole second round is just so different than the first. I'm taking Jalen Wright. I think with the Shanahan craze and that offense kind of taking over the NFL slowly, guys like him who they put in motion, can use all over the field, has electric speed, can catch the ball. He may not be traditional, just line up in the eye and run it, but you're going to get him the ball and he's going to get touches in football today because of what he brings, electric runner. I saw the stat. He had 10 yards on he had an average of 10-yard run on 25% of his rushes. So one out of every 4 yard rushes he had went 10-plus yards. That's an electric ball carrier right there. And in a wide-open offense like that, he'd kill.
I like it. I like that call. I think that's a – he's going to be an interesting one. As like we said before, I know it's like, oh, my God, again, but – landing spot, like get him in a place where they use him. Get him in a place where they use him creatively and in a variety of ways.
He a right landing spot could prop him up.
Oh, for sure.
Which is the same, like I'll prop him close to a first round pick, which is the same about other places. The wrong one, he's dead.
Yeah. I'm gonna sneak one more quarterback in here. I'm gonna take Michael Penix at 211. He's kind of the next of that next tier quarterback for me. I like him more than some of the other guys. And I think, you know, depending on where he lands, he's got the traits that make me think he could be a starter. You know, maybe it takes a little bit of time, but not quite the same ceiling as someone like Jaden Daniels or, you know, Caleb or somebody that can offer you some rushing upside. Penix is a pocket guy, but man, he's got a live arm. I know the injury history is lengthy, but by all accounts, it sounds like the medicals came back okay at the combine. I think Penix is going to go on day two. I think he's probably going to go in round two. And I think we probably see him start games, if it's not this year, by the next year. And I'll roll the dice at 211 and see what that looks like with his talent.
Yeah, what's worse going to happen?
Yeah, you burn a second.
You burn a second.
All right, Eric, close us out with the 212.
I will take, since my first four running backs are taken, I'm going to take the fifth one. It would feel weird if we didn't put him on the draft board. I'm going to take Blake Corum. Blake Corum had the same amount of bench presses as Joe Alt.
Wild.
Joe Alt is about a whole 3 feet taller than Blake Corum. I rest my case. Guy's stupid strong. Blake Corum will be a good running back in the NFL somewhere. There's just, I'm very, very confident in that. Thank you, and good night.
He got that dog in him. He got that.
Just got that dog in him, man. Send him somewhere, and he'll produce. It's good.
All right, so that makes round two from the 201. It was Brian Thomas Jr., and then we got Xavier Worthy, Xavier Leggett, Jonathan Brooks, Braylon Allen, Ray Davis, Trey Brenson, Roman Wilson, Bucky Irving, Jalen Wright, Michael Penix, and Blake Corum. Round two is definitely more open than round one. Like, once you get out of those first seven or eight in round one, this thing really gets kind of crazy. I think it can be stacked of like a million different ways for a million different people.
This is a good rookie class, man.
It is.
Like, if we did another third round, this is telling me go trade for some third round picks because there are some good people that I would like to have still.
Some great dart throws, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
This is a good one. This is a good class, people. All those years of just trading for next year's picks, just trading for next year's picks. This was the year to have the picks ready to go.
Yeah, there's going to be some real depth in round three and even into round four.
You can make it into round four, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good rookie draft season. So make sure that you head to patreon.com/rookiebigboard so that you're signed up for all of it. And make sure that you're coming back here to listen to what we have to say. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Big Board. If you haven't already, do us a favor and leave a 5-star review on whichever podcast app you're using. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss any of the Rookie Big Board action. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Later, taters.